attacks of the deadly October 7th attack on Israel in 2023, saying he also oversaw the captivity of hostages. Al-Haddad was among the armed group's founding members more than 30 years ago and took over after its previous leader and his deputy were assassinated by Israel during the war in Gaza. Unlike those attacks, this took place during a ceasefire that was agreed upon 7 months ago. That ceasefire remains fragile. Hamas says it will not discuss disarming until Israel fulfills the first phase of the deal, including halting its lethal attacks. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
It's NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. No injuries were reported when an American Airlines plane was evacuated at Kansas City International Airport. KCTV reports that American Eagle flight from Washington, D.C. landed safely yesterday afternoon, but crew and passengers noted smoke in the cabin, and the crew ordered an emergency evacuation. The plane was evacuated on the tarmac. Passengers were taken by bus to the airport terminal. The airfield closed temporarily and then reopened. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. Evergy has backed off a plan to convert its Lawrence coal-fired power plant to one that burns natural gas. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Evergy previously said it would stop burning coal at the Lawrence Energy Center by the end of 2023, then delayed that plan to 2026. Now the Journal World reports that Evergy plans to continue burning coal in Lawrence indefinitely. Former Kansas State golfer Ben Kern had the best round yesterday of any club professional playing in the PGA Championship. Outside Philadelphia, Kern shot a 3-under par and will be playing through the weekend.
The game still feels good, and this course is gettable if you drive it well.
Meanwhile, former KU golfer Gary Woodland shot a 4-over par 74 yesterday and missed the cut. The KU baseball team has clinched the Big 12 regular season conference title after beating BYU 7-6 last night. It's the first time the Jayhawks have won the championship since 1949. They play BYU this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Big 12 tournament begins Tuesday in Surprise, Arizona. And the Kansas City Royals lost to the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday 5-4. In 11 innings, they play at 1:15 this afternoon in St. Louis. A hot day in store for us here in Kansas. Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 91 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs, again, near 90 degrees. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th. Live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got lots more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, President Trump says he'll withdraw some of U.S. troops from Germany in response to the chancellor's criticism of his handling of the Iran war. Just ahead, we'll travel to one Bavarian town with NPR's Rob Schmitz and see how it would be impacted by the withdrawal of troops. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Your $15 or $20 a month may seem small, but it can make a big difference. Your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members all add up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 91 degrees today. It's 76 in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan, 75 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Three of us arrived in Erie about a month ago, varnishing some spars, and then we got here about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and have been readying the boat to get underway, to splash and then take her back to Erie.
Kaiser Taylor hails from Tucson, Arizona, but she's looking forward to a summer on the Great Lakes, where Niagara is used to teach kids to sail. She only learned to sail herself a few years ago. She says she loves tall ships, but traditional square sails are a lot of work.
To set a square, you have to climb aloft. And that kind of just completely changes your outlook on sailing, just becomes something that's a part of your life. You're in the sky all the time.
The next day, and it's time for Niagara to make a splash, at least metaphorically. Forget smashing champagne bottles and a ship hurtling into the water. Instead, the signal is given, and the hull is slowly eased into the harbor by a massive chain connected to a cradle running on rails. There are no huzzas to be heard, just quiet satisfaction that the work is done and that the Niagara will soon return to Lake Erie, the waters that made it famous more than two centuries ago. Scott Newman, NPR News, Booth Bay Harbor, Maine.
This is NPR News.
You may wonder occasionally, do I have what it takes to survive under tough circumstances? Rob Cesternino told me he was driven by a very specific primal version of this question.
How would I do if I was on some kind of desert island? Would I be able to make it?
Surviving Survivor, as the 50th season wraps up with the author of a new book on the show, this weekend on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week on Wait, Wait, we turn the tables on Jeopardy host Ken Jennings by asking him questions in the form of a question. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Scorekeeper Bill Curtis only has two more episodes, so be sure to join in today at 10 o'clock here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures all the way up around 91 degrees. It's 75 in Atchison, 75 in Emporia, 77 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
We've got a warm day in store. It's going to feel like summer is really here. Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 91 degrees. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly before midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then sunny and hot again for tomorrow with highs near 90 degrees. It's 78 in Lawrence.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. For years, fans of cruise ships have tried to convince their friends to join them, saying, "Aw, norovirus isn't that bad." And it turns out, comparatively speaking, they were right. We'll ask what made every other cruise ever look like paradise. Plus, Ken Jennings, who first joined us after becoming the Jeopardy champion, comes back to tell us what it's like to be the host. All that, plus Bill Curtis tells us why he himself never watches Love Island.
I do it every day. I'm not interested in watching it on TV.
We'll ask who won't be watching what on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump has announced that U.S. and Nigerian special forces conducted an operation that killed the second-in-command of ISIS.
NPR Lamone, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny and hot today with highs getting up to near 91 degrees. Partly sunny and warm for tomorrow. Highs again near 90. It's 78 in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in
Friday night at KPR's Next Cinema A-Go-Go. It's time to save the universe with Flash Gordon.
Gordon's alive!
We've got Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon cliffhanger, plus the 1980 remake with music by Queen.
This place is a lunatic asylum.
The fun begins at 7 p.m. Friday at Liberty Hall. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, sadly, The fun happened last night at Liberty Hall. My apologies. That event has already taken place. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. Live radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. Mostly sunny and warm today. We got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this evening. Highs today near 91 degrees. It's 79 in Lawrence, 79 in Overland Park, 80 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, where this week we revisit our live studio session with Andy McKee performing at his LG Desk Concert. Soon to be inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame later this month, our 105 Live session is with Topeka's Andy McKee, this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food, trucks, family, activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. That's every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30, music at 1 p.m. It's 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the LEAD Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the LEAD for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rihanna Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Mostly sunny and hot today. We're expecting highs all the way up to above 90 degrees. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, with highs again near 90. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Wide World. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. The time is 11 o'clock.
I'd never been to the San Fernando Valley. Sounded like
it's whole Massachusetts. And presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
Mostly sunny and hot today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 91 degrees. Partly sunny and hot tomorrow again. Highs around 90. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from LMH Heart Health Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventive care. More information available at lmh.org/heart. And from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Sunny and hot today, with highs around 91 degrees, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com. And from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. When you become a sustaining member of KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. When you support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll know that every time you turn to KPR, you made that happen. Become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Mostly sunny skies today and hot with highs around 91 degrees, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be a hot one tomorrow as well with highs again near 90. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American.